Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way. By your Spirit, have your way. Oh, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord Jesus, have your way. By your Spirit, have your way. Oh, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord, have your way. By your Spirit, have your way. Oh, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord, have your way. By your anointing, have your way. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness, every other thing shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Man, every other thing shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 50, he said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord with your voice. Praise the Lord with the cymbals. Praise the Lord with the guitar. Praise the Lord with the keyboard. Praise the Lord with your hands. Praise the Lord with your voice. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What else will you do? You will not praise the Lord. Job said, even though he slay me, yet will I love him and serve him. That's the book of Job. Job said, even though I'm dying or even though everything is gone wrong, nothing is all right, I'm still going to love him, I'm still going to serve him, I'm still going to praise him, I'm still going to worship him. And of course, it worked. Because even after Job lost his children, lost his wealth, lost his finances, lost his businesses, he lost everything. Yet Job continues to worship God. Job chapter 1, 2, 3. He continued to worship God and praise God. And everybody came and said, Job, curse God and die. Job said, no, I'm not going to curse God. Which means I didn't serve God because of what he gave to me. I'm not serving God because of, you know, what he did for me. I'm serving God because God is God. He's the Almighty. He's my creator. He's my maker. He's my king. He's my Lord, he's my Savior, he's my Redeemer, he is everything to me. So I serve him, I worship him, I love him. It doesn't mean anything. I don't have to, wait for something before I serve God. Or, you know, you don't love God because of things, items, and what he did for you and what, you know, you don't go by that. You just worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You just praise him every day and glorify him and pray unto him and call upon him in the days of trouble. And he will deliver thee and they shall glorify him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Whosoever praise, glorifieth thee. Whosoever praise, glorifieth me. Unto him who ordereth, His conversation arise, will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offered praise glorified him. Whoso offered praise glorified him. And to him who ordered his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. I get to glorify his name. I get to glorify his name. I came to glorify the name of the Lord. I came to glorify his name. Whoso offered praise, glorify. Yes, me. Whoso offered praise, glorify. Yes, me. Unto him who ordered his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. I came to glorify his name. I came to glorify his name. I came to glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify his name. What did you come to do? His mommy said, I came to glorify his name. Oh, he's a wonderful, loving God. David so praised God, so worshiped God, so adored God, so honored God. God sent to Samuel, you know what? Don't cry for King Saul. King Saul is gone. And then God said, I have found for me a man after my own heart. First Samuel chapter 14 and 15. I have found for me a man after my own heart. Someone has won my heart. Someone has won me over. Someone has bought me over. I have found a man. Who is that man? He's David, the eighth son of Jesse. What did he do? He was just praising God. He was just worshiping God. He was just glorifying God. He was just honoring God. Oh, some people praise on prayer. I didn't say don't pray. I am praying. Everybody is praying. Oh, yes. But, you know, Jesus said, avoid vain repetitions. Some people want to repeat what they prayed yesterday, they prayed this morning. This afternoon, they prayed again. In the evening, they still prayed again. Jesus said, avoid vain repetition. God has you. The first time you said it, God has you. Now, praise him in advance. Now, worship him while you are expecting. Just begin to praise him. Just give him glory, honor, and adoration. Just make him happy. And see what God will do. You know, many times we see God as somebody we should come to and just keep asking for things and seeking things. You know, all we know about God is we must go there and get some stuff. You know, just get some things. I don't, you know, just pull out things from God. Just, you know, it's not about just asking God only. How about staying in his presence? How about just thanking? It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Why will you give thanks unto the Lord? Because he's always there for you, always doing things, you know. So we want to thank God. We want to give him praise and glory every day of your life. In heaven, it is 24/7. Praise and worship. The earlier we key into it, the better. I say it again. In heaven, it is 24/7. Praise and worship. Praise and worship. In heaven, it is 24/7. Praise and worship. Praise and worship. Praise and who are they praising? They are praising God. They are worshiping the 24 heads, bow down to worshiping. The earlier we key into it now, the better. Because what are you going to do? You want to go and preach in heaven? Who are you preaching to? You're just watching God and glorify God and honor God for his beauty, for all the good things. You woke up this morning, you got on your way, you go to work, you come home, you go for business, you go to the market, you go to school, you do everything, and God is just watching over you day and night. You know, the more reason why you should praise and watch it. If I have my way, I will praise God 24/7, even right now in this world. What are you going to preach in heaven? You want to come and preach in heaven? Who are you preaching to? Inside heaven. Who are people come and preach there? Everybody just worshiping God and praising God and adoring God. Hallelujah. Y'all welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Biokoro coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Hallelujah. I want to thank every one of you for your support and your love and for everything you are doing to encourage us to move on in this ministry. And we give God the glory. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, we are led to share with you on the topic reordering your priorities. Reordering our priorities. Rearranging our priorities. Reorganizing our priorities in life. What are our priorities? Those things we put first. What do you put first in your life? It is very, very important. And Jesus made this statement in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 and 34. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then every other thing shall be added unto you. You don't put the us before the us. You know, first things must come first, God first, and then every other thing comes on. In some people's lives, it is not so. God is not first. And that is idolatry. See, in the Ten Commandments, God said, you shall not have any other idol before me. You shall worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. So God must be first. In our lives, God must be first, even in our business. God must be first. I look at the United States of America, and I see something which I really appreciate God for. There was a time in this country when if you fly into the U.S. from any place, from any point, if you fly into the U.S., the signboard you will see is welcome to God's own country. They believe that this country belongs to God. So that signboard was in the airport, international airports and so on, and local airports. You are welcome to God's own country. So you are stepped into God's own country. That's how they look at it. And then in the dollar bill, if you look at the dollar, you say, in God we trust. And let me tell you, the people who wrote those things, they are not joking. They meant it to the core. They are trying to tell you that this country is dedicated to God Almighty. So God is first. I say, no wonder. No wonder it's a prosperous nation. It's a nation that has put God first. And then every other thing must be secondary. In our lives also, it should be so. Oh, yes. We must put God first in our lives, in our home, in our business, in our job, in our education, in our finances, in our family, In everything we do, we must put God first. God is not number two. God is number one. He must put priorities in the things of heaven. If ye then be risen with Christ, speak those things which are above. That's Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, if you are now in Christ and Christ is in you, now let's speak those things that are above, the heavenly things, things of God. About prayer, fellowship, worship, serving God, loving people, helping, ministering. Let's seek those things which are above. And it's a command. It's something that we must do. It's not optional. Seek those things which are above. If ye then be risen with Christ, then seek those things which are above. Now, the reason is this. Everything else is going to perish. In Peter, Apostle Peter puts it this way. He said, the earth and its elements shall burn to ashes. They shall disappear. This earth and its elements, everything in it, is going to disappear. And the new Jerusalem is going to come down, and there will be a new life, a new world. And this old world is going to pass away. You know, the earth and its elements shall melt away by fervent heat. All these buildings and all these mansions and all these things are going to just pass out, pass away, just go. And then there will be a new heaven and everything will be brand new again. What are you thinking? Only what is done for God shall remain. Only the kingdom of God shall remain. The kingdom of God is not bread and meat and butter and fish. The kingdom of God is righteousness. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, that's the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Where will you go when you leave this earth? You're not even sure. Because you are not a child of the kingdom. You have not dedicated your life to God, to Jesus. You have not given your life. You are not seeking the Lord. The Lord is not number one in your life. Every other thing shall be added unto you. More of the time, people are pursuing every other thing except God. Love the world and the things of this world you love. You love the world and the things of this world you love. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? In your life, you love the world and the things of this world. And so therefore, the love of God is not there anymore. You love things. You love everything except God. No, it's not like that. God must be honored in our life every day. God must be first. He must be number one. Look at the Apostle Paul. In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27, the Apostle Paul says, I put my body under so that I will not miss heaven. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27. In some translation, it says, I buffet my body so that I will not preach to others and become a castaway. You know what is castaway? You led others to heaven, led others to the kingdom of God, and then you didn't go to the kingdom of God. That's what the Apostle Paul is talking about. It's like when you say in Nigeria, we say, Agbero. Say, Agbero, don't load the motor, make the motor go. Agbero will load the vehicle, and the vehicle will go. But the Agbero itself is not going. It's not going. That's how we say it. I know the Agbero. Agbero don't load motor. Motor don't pull with people. Then they drove away. But Agbero is still sitting there where he is. You know, the apostle Paul said, I don't want to be a castaway. That's Corinthians 9, verse 27. I don't want to be a castaway. So I put my body under. I control my body. I control myself so that I will not be a castaway. How do you control yourself? You allow the Holy Spirit to dominate your life. You allow Jesus to be Lord in your spirit, soul, and body. If you don't control yourself, if you allow the devil to control you, then he can mislead you, misguide you, misdirect you until you fall into the temptation and start having problems. But we pray today that it not be so in Jesus' name. Now, Moses chose to suffer with God's people. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24 to 28. Hebrews 11, verse 24 to 28. Moses decided that me, I'm going to join the people of God. I'm going to be with them. I don't care if I die. I'm going to just be with my people. We're going to just worship God together. You know, he prepared that way. You know, he sought the Lord with his heart. He sought the Lord and he found the Lord. Are you seeking the Lord? Are you seeking the Lord? Yes, sir, seek me and find me. Jeremiah 39, verse 1. King Uzziah saw the Lord, and God made him to prosper. Second Chronicles chapter 23, verse 5. King Uzziah, he sought the Lord, and the Lord made him to prosper. See how it is tied together? Second Chronicles chapter 26, verse 5, King Uzziah, he sought the Lord, and God made him to prosper. That means seeking the Lord is first, and then God made him to prosper. You see, the whole thing is coming together now. Second Chronicles chapter 26, verse 5, King Uzziah sought the Lord. Then he said, and God made him to prosper. He sought God and found God, and God now made him to prosper. So the two things are tied up together. The God who will meet your need, the God who will solve your problem, the God who will help you, is the God you don't want to seek after. You don't want to seek him. You don't want to look for him. He said, I sought for him and I found him. Oh, yes. Jesus said, ask and ye shall receive. And then he said, seek and ye shall find. And then he said, knock and it shall be opened unto you. So these things are available. These things are ready. They are all there. Seek and ye shall find. Then he now said, they that will seek me shall find me. If you seek him, you will find him. But how many people are seeking God? How do we seek God? We seek God in prayer. We seek God in the word of God. Now, if you want to know about Abraham Lincoln, you go get a book about Abraham Lincoln and study the book, and you know about Abraham Lincoln. If you want to know about George Washington, you go look for a book about George Washington. And then you read that book, and then you know George Washington. Now, if you want to know about God, you got to study him and know him. So study to be approved. You get the word of God, the Bible, and then you study God and know his way. You know God. They that know their God shall do exploits. They that know God shall do exploits. You don't know God, how will God walk with you? See, you know him is loving him. You know him you love him. If you don't know him, you don't have him. So seeking him in the place of prayer, seeking him in the word of God, seeking him by worshiping him, seeking him by praising him. Seek me, and ye shall find me. God is not lost. He's available. Who was lost? It's you who was lost. See, we're lost in trespasses and in sin. And because we're lost, he has to look for you. You are his sheep. Now, if you seek him, you will find him. He said, they that seek me early shall find me. See, are you seeking God or you are seeking the things of the world? You are seeking every other thing except God. And that's where the trouble is coming from. People just want to be rich and rich and rich and amass wealth upon riches. And then there's no God in their lives. They refuse Jesus Christ. The rich man did not go to hell because he was rich. The rich man rejected Jesus. He rejected the gospel. He rejected the word of God. He didn't seek after God. And Lazarus, though he was poor, he sought heaven. He sought the things of God. And he was killed, you know, and when he died, he went to heaven. The rich man died. He refused Jesus Christ, so he went to hellfire. And while in hellfire, he was burning. And then he had to call Lazarus to bring him some water. But Lazarus said, no, where you are is very far from me. There's no how I can transfer water to you. Then the rich man said, you go to the earth. Send some prophets to the earth to go and tell them to not to come over here, that over here in hell is burning. The one dieth not. See? You didn't seek God. And when you didn't seek God, you didn't find God. And when you didn't find God, he has nothing to do with you. And that was how he ended. You know, choose the day, who will you serve? For me and my house, we serve the Lord. Seek this day, who will you serve? For me and my house, we serve the Lord. Choose this day, who will you serve? For me and my house, we serve the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 24, from verse 14 to 15. The man of God, Joshua, said, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will seek the Lord. We will find him. We will follow him. We will worship him. We will adore him. Now, if you don't want to seek the Lord, that's okay. But me and my house, Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 to 15, me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will seek the Lord. We will worship the Lord. We will adore him. We will honor him. We will love him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our spirit. That's what it is. And we find a practical example in Luke chapter 10, verse 41. St. Luke Gospel chapter 10, verse 41. Jesus came to the home of Mary and Martha. Jesus came to the home of Mary and Martha. And while he was there, Martha was very busy preparing food for Jesus. There was nothing wrong with that, preparing food for Jesus. Oh, yes. There's no problem with that. Preparing food for Jesus. Martha was very busy preparing food for Jesus. And then Jesus was sitting in the sitting room, and Mary was seated at his feet. And Mary was learning. Mary was fellowshipping. Mary was listening to Jesus. Mary was conversing with Jesus. And at the end of it, Jesus said, Martha, you are troubled over too many things. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 41. Martha, you are troubled over too many things, but your sister Mary has chosen the best part. Your sister Mary is right here, hearing the word of God. Your sister Mary is right here, conversing with me. Your sister Mary is right here, worshiping me and adoring me and honoring me. You know, she has chosen the right path. There's nothing wrong with preparing food for Jesus. Oh, there's no problem. But what is very important right now in the priority list, the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, being with the Lord Jesus Christ, worshiping at his feet, glorifying him, conversing with him in prayer, staying with the Lord Jesus Christ was more important. You see, because Jesus came in. Jesus has said, your sister Mary has chosen the best path. Holy Spirit, take control. Jesus, let it be you. Holy Spirit, have your way. Your sister Mary has chosen the best path. What is the best path? Fellowshipping with Jesus, worshiping Jesus, hearing for Jesus, conversing with Jesus, talking to Jesus, learning from Jesus, adoring Jesus. Your sister Mary has chosen the best path. See, our problem is we are too preoccupied. You know, You know, we are very busy with every other thing. We are very busy, you know, around the clock. Every other thing is being done except being in his presence. This is where people miss it. Every other thing is being done except worshiping him, except glorifying him. Every other thing is being done except being in his presence. I was glad when they say, let us go to the house of the Lord. Psalm 122, verse 1. The old King David, living in the palace, he said, the palace, being in the palace is not an issue. I've been in the palace. I'm in the palace. The king is living in the palace. And then the king said, Psalm 122, verse 1, I was glad when they say, let us go to the house of God. Is the house of God be more beautiful than the palace? No. The king's palace? Oh, everything is there in the king's palace. But yet the king who lives in the palace, he said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of God. Where else will you go if it is not the house of God? Oh, the house of God? That is where we must go. Because that's where we find help. That's where we pray. That's where we worship. That's where we testify. That's where we never mind about all this coronavirus and all this stuff. You know, people are still dying. Whether they took vaccine, whether they did not take vaccine, they are still dying with all those vaccines. You know, so what about it? You know? So staying away from the house of God is not the answer. Running away from the work of God is not the answer. You know, being away from the house of God is not the answer. The first thing must cost us. I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of God to worship him, to praise him, to love him, to adore him. I was glad. Oh, yes. You see, the priority. What comes first must come first. You cannot put God second and then you win. No. God is first. He's supreme. He's first in everything. And then how do we know if we honor God first? You can see it in the way you live your life. Many people spend their time in several other things. A lot of people can be on the computer for several hours watching news and entertainment and playing games on their cell phones and all kind of things they are doing on the computers, on the watching television all night long, you know, listening to all kind of music and all that stuff. Everything is being done except prayer. Everything is being done except the word of God. Everything is being done except being in his presence. Everything is being done except worshiping him and adoring him. And we miss God. Miss God entirely. And God is looking for his person. One time in the scripture, see, God said, I sought for a man. So when I read that, so God can be looking for somebody, I was surprised. God said, I sought for a man who will see the gap. Ezekiel 22. I sought for a man who will see the gap, who will be there for me, who will intervene, who will interfere, who will, you know, replace me and play my role. I sought for a man, just one man. He did not see any. And so he had to do it all by himself. See? So God can be looking. And then there's another scripture where he says, the eyes of the Lord moveth to and fro on this earth, looking for whom to favor. Oh, yes. The eyes of the Lord is looking to and fro on this earth, looking for whom to bless. May he find you. May he find you, because God is looking for people. Are you seeking him? Have you found him? The greatest thing in my life, the greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all your life is loving him. The greatest thing in all our life is loving him. I want to love you more. I want to know you more. The greatest thing in all our life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all your life is loving him. The greatest thing in all your life is loving him. I want to love you more. I want to love you more. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all your life is knowing him. The greatest thing in all your life is loving him. How do you know him if you will not seek him and find him? Seek him in the place of prayer. Seek him through the word of God. Seek him by listening to the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You have to know him by seeking him, by finding him, by studying him, and then you can walk together. Two cannot walk together except that they agree. Two cannot walk together except that they agree. One day, there were two friends. They thought they knew each other. And so they became friends, and they were working together. They thought they knew each other. I don't know that they did not know each other. One of them was a terrible smoker. Smoke. Like to smoke cigarette a lot. Smoke cigarette. Like to smoke cigarette a lot. So the other friend did not know that this person smoked cigarettes like that. So one day he smoked a cigarette and he kept smoking. So Mr. James said, what are you doing? I'm smoking cigarettes. I'm a smoker. Oh, you should have told me. You'd have told me that you are a smoker. See, that was how the apprenticeship ended. See, you don't know God and you are walking with God. See, Enoch walked with God and he went to heaven without dying. He walked with God, the book of Genesis. Enoch walked with God and he went to heaven without dying. You know, the same thing with Prophet Elijah. Prophet Elijah, he was so intimate with God, you know, he fellowship with God, walked with God, lived with God, God in him and he in God until he went to heaven. The chariot, God honors his servant. God honors his minister. God has to send a chariot from heaven, you know, a heavenly limousine, a heavenly chariot has to come and pick the prophet Elijah from this earth. Oh, what a glorious day to see a man of God get on a heavenly chariot and he went to heaven without dying. You know, the same thing with Enoch. These are men who seek God. They seek God and they have God. They find him. They live with him. They walk with him. Book of Genesis. You say Enoch walks with God. And God took him to heaven without dying. See, the same thing with Prophet Elijah. That tells you the level of understanding. You know, he so understood God's ways, God's methods of operations, that he put him ahead of others. If you don't know your God, you are not serving him yet. If you don't know, they that know their God shall do exploits. They that know their God shall do exploits with God. You say, with God all things are possible. Do you have him? Do you have God yet? The God you did not know. He said, to the unknown God, the Apostle Paul was preaching one day. He came to a place, he said, to the unknown God. Apostle Paul said, there is no unknown God. So he presented Jesus Christ. Today, unknown God. How can you move with something you do not know? You are not familiar. Sometimes I hear people say, we are not compatible. I've heard those words many times. Say, we are not compatible. That is, we don't fit. Why? They don't know themselves. They don't understand each other. And so, there is no flow. Two cannot work together except they be agreed. You don't know. You don't know, so you don't have an understanding of what it is. How can you serve God and you don't know God? How can you walk with God if you did not know him? When we're talking about knowing God, we're not talking about you going to some seminary or, you know, going to sit down in a Bible college and then you say you are studying God. You know God by fellowship, by walking with him, by, you know, being impressed, by worshiping him, adoring him, listening to the word of God. You hear the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. So you build up your faith in the most holy God, praying in other tongues. What are your priorities? One day, somebody came to me for counseling, and the person said, I have problem with my finances. I work and I make money, and I don't know how the money goes. So I said, write for me a list of how you spend your money. Write on the paper, how do you spend your money? Let's see where the problem is coming from. And then the person wrote all the things it does monthly. I noticed that there is no part of that salary, there's no part of that money that goes to God's work like offering or tithe. There's no aspect of it. All that money goes into clothes and food and bills and rent and the car and these entertainment and these and all every other thing. So and then I asked, I said, on this paper, you are reading how you spend your money. This is how you spend your money monthly. But there is no aspect of this money that is going to God. There is no tithe and there is no offering. You are not giving anything to God, to God's work. And then you spend money on every other thing. There is no aspect of this that is meant for God. And I said, this is your problem. And that is why the devourer has eaten up your wealth and your riches. The devourer, unnecessary expenditure, unnecessary problems coming to cut away your wealth and your riches. Now in Malachi chapter 3, verse 8, it says, don't rob God in tithes and in offering. There must be something going to God on a monthly basis. You must first of all separate your offerings and your tithe and keep it for the work of God. Keep it for God. That must go to God first before you begin to talk about bills and rents and bills upon bills and then food and clothes and other things. You know, it must be God first. God first. God first. God first. How dare you? You know, spend all your wealth and your riches and your money and everything and nothing is given to God's work. Nothing is given to God. Nothing is given to support the gospel of Jesus Christ. See, your priorities are wrongly arranged. You haven't put God first. If all you do is buy clothes and buy food and buy car and buy this and buy that, buy this and buy that and buy this and do this and do this with your money, there is no aspect of your money that goes to God, to God's work. There is no get ready. The devourer is coming after you. Oh no, there's no escape. If you don't give to God, you are going to give to the devil. There's no two way about it. If you don't give to God, you must give to the devil because the devil is coming. He's coming to, you know, harass you with problems. Problems will just come and pick your money out of you. And that is why you don't know how you are using your money. So you are working so much. You are working so much. And because you don't tithe, you don't give to the work of God, the devourers are coming and then cutting away your money, you know, and that's why you don't know what you are doing with your salaries, with your pay, with your paychecks and your money. You don't know what you are doing because the devourer must come. And we need to repent of this. We must put God first. You get anything, you must take the tithe. Even if somebody blesses you with some gifts or some a help or something, tithe it. One tenth of it goes to God. It goes to the work of God. First and foremost, that is very, very important. When you put God first, every other thing shall be added unto you. More of the time, we think about ourselves. We think about every other thing. We think about this and think about that and think about this and think about this. And then at the end, we have nothing for God. And it creates a lot of problems. And they say, honor the Lord with the first fruit of your substance. That's the book of Proverbs. The richest man that ever lived, King Solomon, you know, put it, say, honor the Lord with the first fruit of your substance so that you will not lack and want and need and poor. Honor the Lord with the first fruit of your substance. The first fruit of your suffering, honor the Lord with it, you know, and then God will multiply it back to you. Good measure, shaken together, pressed down, running over, shall men give to your bosom. See, we need to repent of all these evil ways of being selfish and greedy And we are not thinking about what we do for God, for the kingdom. We are thinking about what we can get and, thinking about every other thing except what we can do for God. We need to change from that. We need to repent of those evil ways and start putting God first in every area of our life, even your time. Your time is not yours. Your time belongs to God. God has your time. You don't own the time. God owns the time. Supposing, problems come today and then God is not there to defend you, then your problem has started. Early will I seek you, Psalm 63 verse 1. Psalm 63 verse 1. Early will I seek you. I will seek the Lord early enough. And all these people who are spending money on war, the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, you got to spend on God. Support the war. You got to spend on God. Don't carry your life, carry your wealth and spend it on war, fighting and killing people. That's not where your wealth should go to. I understand. You are the richest president of earth, President Vladimir Putin, the Russian president. They say that he is the richest president on earth. If you are the richest president on earth, then serve God with your wealth. Serve God with your riches. Yes, wherever you are, President Vladimir Putin of Russia, you got to serve God with your wealth and your riches. Or else God is going to take your riches from you. Oh, yes. You don't want to serve God with your wealth and your riches? Oh, Vladimir Putin, listen to this. This is the word of God. If you are not going to serve God with your wealth and your riches, God is going to take those wealth from you. Oh, yes, you are going to be poor. God is going to rip you, rip off every wealth and riches he gave to you. God made you to be rich, not you. You can't be rich by God's grace. And then all you are doing, you are buying a war equipment and buying a war. You're bombing Ukraine every now and killing all the people there. That is not God's purpose for your life. You need to seek God's purpose for your life. Yes. You need to spend for God. You need to build churches in Russia. You need to support the gospel in Russia. You got to support the gospel, support the work of God. Because you are rich, you want to go and spend all your riches on war, fighting and killing. See, this is a very serious matter. And as I study all over, I see that in the same pattern, Chibodumegwu Ojukwu was the richest man in the east of Nigeria. And then what came to his mind was to stage a Nigerian civil war. And what do you do with this war? You are the richest man in the east of Nigeria. Think of what you can do to help your people. The German Adolf Hitler, Germany was the richest country after the days of Adolf Hitler. The first thing that came to his mind was to take over the whole world, and he said he must rule the whole world or destroy the whole earth. That was how the Second World War started. God did not make you rich so that you go and fight wars and spend billions upon wars and fighting of wars and shooting and killing, bombing. That's not the purpose. That's not the purpose. You need to rearrange your priorities. You are supposed to go and help the poor and the needy. All those money you are spending to buy bombs and submarine, tanks, jet fighters and jet bombers, all those money could be used to help the poor people in all those nations, poor people, the homeless and the poor people of the nations. They should go and help those people. And then instead of doing that now, every time it's war, fighting. Did you become the richest president of earth so that you can go and fight war? Eh? I'm asking you, President Vladimir Putin, this message is for you. Did God make you rich so that you go and fight wars and kill people. That's not the purpose at all. If God made you rich, I understand you are the richest president of earth, Vladimir Putin of Russia. Yeah. The more reason why you should serve God with your wealth and your riches. You are not rich to go and fight wars and killing people and shooting, bombing and destroy. That's not the purpose. See? You must rearrange your priorities. You must rearrange your priorities. Your priorities must be kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. You got to repent right now. And if you repent, ye shall perish in your wicked way. Jesus is coming to rapture his church. Are you ready for the rapture of the church? If you die now, are you going to heaven or hell? When you reject Jesus Christ, you are going to hell fire. All adulterers and thieves and warmongers and liars, they shall find themselves in the lake of fire, which burneth with brimstone, and for millions and millions and billions of years, you will be in the lake of fire. You continue to burn there. That is why right now it is good for you to repent and turn away from your wicked ways, so that you can have Jesus Christ, as many have received Christ. To them God gave power to become the sons of God. Today is day of salvation right now. You got to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Your priorities are very important. What is your priority? Your priority is God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, so that all other things can be added unto you. You need to make a change in your life. God did not create you to go and fight wars and kill people. God did not create you to serve the devil. God did not create you to follow the world and love the world. The whole purpose of man on earth is to serve God and love God and keep his commandments. The whole duty of man on earth is to love God and to keep his commandments. That's what it's all about. How do you waste your life, you know, fighting wars and killing people? It's almost you shall stand before God. And what is going to be your report? When you die, you are going to die every time from anybody. You must die. It is appointed unto man once to die after that judgment. When you die, your body will be here, your soul, your spirit will go to heaven, and you will be asked. That each of us shall give account of himself unto God. You will give account of your life. How did you live on earth? What is going to be your report? You want to tell God that you were thinking rich and all you did was to buy jet bombers and jet fighters, submarines, tanks, and hire soldiers and hire jet fighters and bombers to go and bomb Ukraine and bomb everybody and kill it. That is what, is that your purpose on earth? No. You got to repent. Your priorities are wrongly placed. You need to rearrange your priorities. You need to reorder your priorities. You need to seek God and find him in your life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and somebody lose of your soul? You need to make a decision right now and reorder your priorities so that you can have life and life more abundantly. The most important thing is for you to seek God. God wants you to seek him When you seek him, you shall find him. Esther said, if I perish, I perish. He didn't care. He ready to go for the Lord Jesus. That's a choice. You know, how many people have made a decision that God only, Jesus only, and not the world first, not the things of the world, but God first, the things of heaven. Seek ye those things which are above, if ye be risen with Christ. Seek those things which are above. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ. If ye then be risen with Christ. Seek those things which are above. That's what it's all about. And you got to make a decision. You got to make a decision to reorder your priority today. Joseph ran away from sin. Book of Genesis 39. Someone was calling Joseph, come, let us sin. Come, let us do evil. Come. And that was Potiphar's wife. And Joseph ran away. Genesis 39 from verse 7 to 12. Joseph ran away from sin. See, he prioritized God first. How can I descend to do this evil? Genesis 39, verse 7 to 12. Joseph ran away from sin. See, I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to follow God. I follow Jesus. I'm following the Holy Spirit. I'm just going to worship God and serve God all my life. I'm not going to condescend and go and do evil. No, God is first in my life. God is uppermost. Daniel was asked, would you eat the king's food? The king's food is on the table. They asked Daniel to come and eat. Daniel said, no, I'm not going to eat the king's delicacies. Me, I'm a child of God, and God is in me, and God is with me. I'm not going to eat the king's meat. You know, bribery and corruption has become the order of the day. Bribery and corruption. And many are following the broad way that leads to destruction. Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And only few are finding it. And then the same Jesus said, but broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many are finding it. The broad way that leads to hellfire. The broad way of bribery and corruption, the broad way of pride, arrogance, the broad way of selfishness and greed, the broad way of prostitution, harlotry, that is what is reigning now. Everybody wants to be a prostitute. That's why they are divorcing. And the Bible says, God hates divorce. Yeah, that's the word of God. The word of God says, God hates divorce. God hates it. But see yet, everybody in the world, they want to be a prostitute. And as I was looking at the news, I was even seeing people who are male prostitutes. Is that not Sodom and Gomorrah? Male prostitute. A man is a prostitute. The abomination. The abominable. Revelation 21 verse 8, they are abominable, the fearful, the warmonger, the harlots, and the prostitutes, they shall all find themselves in the lake of fire, which burneth with brimstone. And that is where you want to go. And all over the place is divorce and separation and broken home, broken families, and they are all heading lesbianism and gay. And these are the abominable things God condemned. Sodom and Gomorrah. God was angry with Sodom and Gomorrah. And God destroyed those two nations. Sodom and Gomorrah. Destroyed. Because of their evil way. You see, where that sinner ride unto a man. But the end is destruction. They love the world and the things of the world. And they live in sexual perversion, sexual promiscuity, and it was dirty all over Sodom and Gomorrah. God was very angry and he destroyed those cities. And you think God is not the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. He has never changed. He will not change. If you want to live like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, get ready. Judgment is coming because it's not going to spare you at all. The way God destroyed the whole of Sodom and Gomorrah, he will destroy you to go and be like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, evil concupiscence, inordinate affection, you know, sexual promiscuity, sexual perverseness, all over the place. People are into all kind of immoral acts. The heart of man is wicked continually. And that was what happened in the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, God looked to the earth. God looked to the earth and he found a man called Noah. Only Noah and his family got saved. And then the Bible says the thought of men's hearts was evil continually. That was what happened in the days of Noah in the book of Genesis. The thought of people's heart was evil continually. So the people of Noah's day, the thoughts of their hearts were evil. They do evil to people. They do bad and wickedness. And God was angry. And for 120 years, Noah preached to the people, and nobody will repent. Just like today. For 120 years, that tells you how merciful God is. How merciful God. 120 years, Noah preached to the people of the day, but nobody wants to repent. Nobody, except Noah and his family. Okay? So Noah and his family got in the ark, and the flood came. Punishment, judgment came on the earth. The whole earth was destroyed. Everybody died. Everything destroyed. Only Noah and his family got saved. May that be your portion today. May God found you worthy. May you walk worthy of the Lord. Oh, yes. May you be the Enoch of today. May you walk worthy of the Lord. Walk worthy of the Lord. And all the people perished. Only Noah and his family got saved. Because they walk with God. And they follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Let me warn you with this. This same God that is very merciful and loving. If you mess with God, he will smash you to pieces. Oh, read the Bible. Even in the New Testament, there was judgment in the New Testament. Ananias and Sapphira, they came to tell lies to the Apostle Peter. Ananias and Sapphira, this is Acts of Apostles chapter 5. Ananias and Sapphira, they came to tell lies. And it's still happening today. People are still telling lies. Telling lies to the Lord's anointed. Telling lies to the man of God. Telling lies to the servant of God. They came to lie that they don't have anything. This is the little we have. They lie. And then the Holy Ghost slew them. They died. Two of them. And it's still happening today. You know, all type of things are happening. Because people want to tell lies. All liars. They have their part in the lake of fire. Liars. Lie. Come and tell lies to the servants of God. Tell lies to the pastor. Tell lies to the man of God that you don't have, whereas you have. You want to spend it on other things. You want to use it for some other purpose. You want to buy beautiful clothes, buy beautiful houses, buy beautiful cars, and then you came to lie. Lie to the man of God. And God slew them. They died. Slew them away. Carry them. Well, bury them away like that. You know, liars. All liars. They shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with brimstone. And you must reorder your priorities. Reorder your priorities so that you make the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Yeah, we want to thank God for being with us throughout the day. God bless you all. As many of you have joined us on Facebook, Twitter, link, and on the phone, on the radio, as many of you that have joined this broadcast, God bless you all. We love you. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I, we pray God to be with you and strengthen you, that you will reorder your priorities. You must seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, so that all other things shall be added unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for everyone who has participated in this program. God be with them, strengthen them, uphold them with the right hand of righteousness. Lord, let them seek you first and your righteousness, so that all other things shall be added unto them. In the name of Jesus, be blessed, be prospered, be made whole, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Feel free to email us, ourmiraclesradio@gmail.com, or reach us on the phone, area code 202-460-7110. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. Please forward this message to everyone you know, email it to them, tweet it, share this message, let it go viral. Let it go to the whole world and let them know the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, share this message, email it, test it out, send it out to people. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way except the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Yes, thank you so much for participating. We shall be together again tomorrow. God bless you. We love you, and Jesus loves you. God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Seek ye first thy